What are the stages in a throat singer's education and training?
That's a very good question. Let's see what they can say about it. Well, you know, for instance, for these guys in their own personal lives, you start as a little kid, you are interested in it, and you go to school, and, you know, for them, they found somebody to, or somebody found them, an older person, an older singer, in the case of Ayano and Badi Dorju, a singer by the name of Kongoro Landar, to kind of be a guide in their learning. But it always starts with the child themselves wanting to learn. And nowadays, in modern times in Tuva, if you have this desire to learn, you can find a place where they're teaching it or where there's a teacher. You go there and, you know, you are given the opportunity to perform in ensembles, and, you know, you go first to the school and then you graduate. And generally, the place where a lot of the singers are coming now who go on to become professionals is the College of the Arts in Kazil, Uchilishe Iskusv, it's called in Russian. And that's where these guys all graduated from. But Ayano pointed out that that is, of course, only since the 90s. You know, the world has really been opened up by the fall of the Soviet Union and by Tuvan groups beginning to travel around the world. Before that, of course, he explained that it just started with somebody, you know, wanting to learn, hearing it from other people around and going off and imitating it themselves. And basically, you know, there wasn't a lot of concerts, performance, tours, this kind of thing, you know. You would just sort of pick it up as you grew up. There was no, you know, academy or system for it.